the soul. Who turned this special delivery into a box of assorted chocolates? Sometimes I wish Al was still green. Oh, I sound like my mama. Boy, put that Teddy Pendergrass on and take off that noise you're listening to. And me and Chuck still want to know, who took the sunshine and turned it into microwavable popcorn for profit? We need more Erykah Badus and D'Angelo's, and less children with no destiny. And I am by no means anti-pop music, simply because pop is not a musical form. But what blares through my box is hollow. Do you actually think Marvin would be gay if he heard what I hear through the grapevine? Empty-minded music. In fact, it's so empty that if you glared into an R&B ear, the only benefit would be the wall on the other side. The actors sing, the singers act. Please choose a career and stick to it, polishing it before moving on. Sam and Dave would roll over tenfold in their graves if they knew that their sweet soul music evolved into sour sexual practices. Today's music comes from the pelvis and gyrates into the ears of our future generation, causing teenage pregnancies to elevate and skyrocket. Single-parent families become the norm. Young men rush into prison to prove their manhood, lacking father figures, as the ones responsible for the acts that back and watch music videos, where scanty-clad women invite them to have affairs, leaving traces of broken homes that don't mend. And this is surely not the same doo-wop that Sam Cooke and Aretha Franklin mixed with gospel. Who stole the soul?
Trying to make hits. dropping. It was just straight up underground club hopping. Yo, remember the Omen? What happened? Yo, Dorian Gray. Yo, kid. What happened? What? Berlin, the planet. What happened? Trezor. Oh, they're still there. The line, NYC. What happened? Can somebody tell me? Studio 54. We all know what happened. The box. Chi-town. What happened?
Method Man once spit it. If I was to design a perfect chick, she would be bout it. She who stands 5'7", equipped with dynamite hips, straight up on a Thelma tip. Yeah, I mean, she had a grin stretched longer than Brooklyn, accented by her dimples that seems to declare her innocence. Yo, I felt blessed being in her presence. Could I, should I, might I taste the nectar of her forbidden fruit? To taste is to never quench. A chick like that, even when you got it, you still gotta have it. Method Man once spit it. We'll be right back.
in a specific way that is personally ours.
Decided that it is time for us to take over our own lives.
and do it the way we know we want to do it, as opposed to having someone else continuously depersonalize us and tell us how we're supposed to do something, because they are viewing us through their eyes, not through our eyes.
Learn to love yourself. Learn to love yourself.